Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross and welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. It is September 1st, and as we are moving Dr. Connie back into her normal time slot, which is normally the first Tuesday each month, we have her on this evening with her show In the Arms of the Angels. To find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, if you're in the area and you want to get a reading from Dr. Connie, that would be the Scarsdale, New York area. You can find her at the Trap Rock Suites, 130 Brook Street in Scarsdale, New York. You can see information as far as hours, the address, and the contact phone number to book an appointment on the main website, Spiritual Connections Radio, under her information. You can also find out more about her work and her different services by going to her website at www.drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I would like to start our time together by calling in the angels. So if you would please center yourself and breathe and just open your hearts. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, I call upon you now that you would surround us. Lord Jesus and Metatron above us and Mother Gaia below, I ask that you would root our feet into the ground that is deep enough, wide enough, and sufficient enough for our time that we spend together, and that you would soar our souls into the heaven so that everything that is said here and done here is for our highest good and all else be gone. Thank you. So I would like to talk this evening about staying balanced in our spiritual walk. And the reason that I am finding this so important is because I've been moving into a state where I'm beginning to be less stressed, less fearful, less anxious, less depressed, which are all normal emotions. And it's likely that none of us will ever get to the point where we will never experience these emotions. But I can tell you from personal experience that when we get to a point where we can begin to turn our desires, our concerns, our wants, our needs over to God and the angels, then allowing them to take what we have given them and replace all of that with the prayer that whatever is for my highest good. And when we begin to let go of those things that we're holding on to so tightly, it truly frees us up so that the angels can begin working. And I also know from personal experience, when I am afraid and when I fear and when I worry and when I doubt, I bring to myself those very things that I worry about and bring to myself those things that I doubt. Because every thought is essentially a prayer. And I am either praying toward what I want or I am praying against what I want. And this has been a journey of one step at a time, a journey of falling down many times and getting back up, a journey of loss, a journey of triumph, a journey of fear, a journey of faith. In some respects, it's been incredibly difficult. In some respects, it's been very easy. But the goal of our time here on this planet is our connection with Mother and Father God. And when we get to the point where we can truly take our hands off and say, whatever is for my highest good, then we begin to reach a place where whatever happens is for our highest good. If I get the job, great. If I don't get the job, great. If the relationship works out, fantastic. If it doesn't work out, somebody better is coming along. So it's standing in the point where we ask for our highest good is always a win-win situation. And one of the ways to make it easier to step out of the fear and the doubt and the anxiety and the worry and the depression and all of that that goes with it is to begin to balance our lives so that we can stay in the center of, how do I want to say this? If I imagine my life as a circle, like a pie, and I have different sections of my pie, and tonight I'm going to talk about four different sections. So imagine the circle, and you've drawn a line from side to side going east and west, and a side to side going north and south, where they intersect in the middle. And I stand in the middle, and the way that I am able to walk my spiritual walk in a way that I stay balanced is to stay in the middle. One of these four sections is work. It is my job. It's the way I make money. The other is my family and relationships. The third one is prayer. And the fourth one is leisure and rest. There is time for work. There is a time for family relationships. There's a time for prayer, and there is a time for rest. And the way to know which of these quadrants to be in is by taking a breath, staying centered and focused, listening, and following that inner urge to either stop or start a particular task. When I am balanced in my work, I am productive. I look at my job as a way to be my absolute best, whether I'm the CEO of the company or I'm sweeping the floors at the end of the day. Whatever I do with integrity. I do to the best of my ability. I do to honor God. I do to honor other people. And I understand that the work that I do is important work. There is no non-important job. Because if everybody stopped doing something, sooner or later, we'd all know that a particular job is not being done. So there is no job that is too small to do to the very best of our ability. when I am out of balance with my work, I'm not productive, and I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, and I feel like that everything I do is wrong, and I do one thing, and it takes me, it's the wrong thing, and it takes me 10 steps to, you know, fix it. So there is a time when my work is the most important obligation that I have. And along with my work are the spiritual gifts and the spiritual talents that I have. People that have, for example, myself, I'm not a full-time spiritual advisor. I work in a hospital with individuals who have all sorts of medical and psychological issues. And I use my gifts and talents in that area as much as I can. And then when I work in my spiritual work, I use my gifts and talents in another way. But I'm always using my gifts and talents to the very best of my ability that's appropriate for the situation that I'm in. So a lot of people are saying, you know, I don't like this, and this is not what I was really meant to do, and this is, and we come up with a list 1,000 miles long of why we shouldn't have the job we have. But every job that we have is an opportunity to shine for God. And when I am the reason that we have this pie, the reason that we have the quadrant, the reason that we have these four different things that's so important to stay balanced, the reason that we've incarnated in this job and we stand in the middle of the pie is when we are the best that we can be in our work, in our relationships, in our prayer, in our rest, in our leisure. When we are the very best that we can be, we raise our vibration to a higher level, meaning that we are able to connect easier with God, to hear God and the angels easier when they talk to us, that we follow more quickly what God and the angels say to us, and that we manifest more quickly the desires of our heart and the things that are for our highest good. When we are able to do that and we raise our vibration, we automatically raise the vibration of the planet. When I am my best and I shine, I give other people permission to be their best and shine. People I will never see, people I will never know, but I have touched people because I have done my best. The reason we have incarnated is to be the best that we can be and to raise the vibration of the planet so that we touch other people. We touch, and since everything is connected, we not only raise people's vibrations, but we raise Earth's vibration. So don't think that because you push a broom or work at a low-paying job or do this job when you want to do this job over here, don't think that you're not doing God's work or that the angels don't surround you or that you don't have opportunities to touch people's lives by using your spiritual gifts and talents in whatever job you have. The next quadrant, and these are not in any way in order of importance, but the next quadrant is family and relationships. There are times when our family is going to take precedent over the other three quadrants. And when we are centered in the middle of the pie, and when we are breathing and we hear God's call, we hear God's voice, we hear the angels whisper in our ear, don't work overtime, go to your child's activity. Don't, you know, be a couple hours late for work and take your child to school, or be with your mother, or take someone to the doctor, or whatever family or relationship that you're in. However God is wanting you to connect with people at those times. There will be times when God is saying your families and your relationships will come first, and you may have to take a day off without work, but God will take care of you. You may have to miss an important, meeting, or you may have to miss a ball game, or you may have to miss some movie you were wanting to see, because God is saying it's now time to focus on family. And you will know when you're in the center, you will know when it is time to be with a person, because that connection, that tie that you're making with that person is the most important thing that you can do, not only for yourself, but for the individual involved. And one of the reasons that you are in relationship with these people is because the connections that you make are for your own growth and for the individual's own growth. So when you get a nudge that you really ought to be over here being with this individual as opposed to sitting over, you know, out with the guys or the girls, then you need to move quickly to put yourself in this different quadrant so that your family comes first. The next quadrant is your prayer and meditation. God and the angels do not expect you to be on your knees all day, sitting in a church all day, pulling yourself away from humanity all day. But there are times when that is exactly what they want you to do. There are times when Spirit will pull you away from, you will feel the tug of Spirit to pull you away from all other activities and all other people so that you have time to pray and you have time to meditate. When you know you are in that quadrant, when you're in the center of the pie, and you know that prayer and meditation is the most important thing for you to do, there will be a tug and a pull on your heart to just be alone and spend time in prayer, whether you're journaling or whether you're taking a meditative walk or whatever it is. You will know in your heart, you will know that it's time to be alone with God. And you may have to rearrange your schedule. If you have no time at all, prayer or meditation, or you try to, you know, do it in 5 minutes when you're running out the door, then you need to rearrange your schedule so that you have scheduled time in for one of the most important things you could ever do, which is to strengthen your connection. That's where you're going to find the light. That's where you're going to weave the threads together to form the rope that's going to strengthen your connection with the angels and yourself. This is the time that you're going to learn the voice of the angels so that when they talk to you and they say, you know, you need to not do that and you need to do this, you know the voice that's talking to you. You know it, you hear it, you understand it, and you know who it is. This is a vital part of the keeping balanced, is to have this time for you. And it doesn't have to be in a church. It doesn't have to be in a big concrete or glass or wooden structure. You know, Jesus said, if you turn a rock over, I'm there. If you break if you take a twig and you pick it up and you break it in two, I'm inside the twig. There's really nowhere you can be that spirit isn't there. So it's not like you have to go somewhere and, you know, make a big hoorah about it. It's just secreting yourself away the best that you can. And God understands if there's times when mothers of small children, mothers who have family members that are taking care of sick family members, all of us don't have the leisure time to sit and to spend hours. But there will be time when it's important enough to arrange time, whether you have to get a sitter, whether you need someone to take care of some of your responsibilities, so that you pull yourself away from the world to spend that time in prayer. When you are not focused on, I'm sorry, when prayer is not the highest calling for you, then it will just seem like you're not connecting. It will just seem like that you're being pulled to do something else. I grew up with the you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. So there's a time, you know, there's a time for prayer, and there's a time to put your feet on the ground and get walking and do whatever it is that God wants you to do. The last quadrant is leisure and rest. It's important to play. It's important to have fun. It's important to take time to look at the beauty of the world, to look at miracles, to watch puppies play and, you know, kids run and laugh, and it's restful in the spirit and it's restful in your body. And I thoroughly give you folks permission to rest and have leisure, because in a world where we always feel like there's never enough time, there's never enough money, there's never enough help, there's never enough of anything, sometimes leisure and prayer are the two things that are the quickest to go, because we have to take care of our family and we have to work to make a buck. So when you'll know it is time to rest. When I'm at work and I've worked as long as I feel like I can, there is a voice in my head that says, you're done. And when I hear that voice, then I'm done. And and I've seen, you know, the people that I need to see for the day, I'm done. And I just trust that God's going to take care of the rest for the rest of the week as I lay out the rest of my appointments. And I find that if you can stay in the center of the pie, if you can stay balanced, if you can stay focused, then it will be easier for you to have a mindset where God will say, let me have that thing that you want so badly, that job, that relationship, that financial security, that health, that child that you're, you know, wanting something to be different with. You'll be in a point when God says, let me take that. Let me have that. You will truly get to a point where you can hand it over to God and say, whatever is for my highest good. So it is almost at the half hour, and I will be taking calls for free angel card readings if anyone would be so desirous to have one at 646-716-9663. That's calling into Spiritual Connections Radio at 646-716-9663. This is an area, a time, when it's good to ask God and the angels, is this a good time to call and get needed information? And if you get a resounding yes, then please give me a call, and we'll see what the angels have for you. I find that, and I know when some people call, and when I do readings for people, when I'm at Trap Rock and other places, they'll ask a question, but the cards will say something else, because my prayer is always that the cards will reveal what is for their highest good. So if somebody asks, well, tell me if I'm going to get this job, the cards may talk about keeping your intention open, you know, perfect health, letting go of fear, knowing that your home is protected or your children are protected. It'll take you somewhere else, because one of the angels, one of the things that the angels want to do is build your faith and give you information that you need in order to get that thing that you want. But we're so black and white in our thinking that we want the angels to say, you know, go down the block, turn to the left, and the third house on the right, there you go, there's your answer. And a lot of the times it doesn't work out that way, and then they think that they didn't get, that the angels didn't weren't listening. But what the angels were doing and do is give information that is telling you how you can get those things that are for your highest good. All right, having said all that, if Mark is around somewhere, I'm going to have him come on and do his 30-minute spiel.
Okay. I don't know if I can fill 30 minutes, but I'll try.
Okay. So, yeah, trust me. I've heard you. You can definitely do 30 minutes.
True. All right. So I'd like to welcome everybody and just kind of say you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. This is Spiritual Connections Radio. She's on the first of the month. And if I'm correct, the next radio show date will be October 6th will be the next show. And as always, to kind of keep track of the dates and the different events and stuff like that, go to our website at Spiritual Connections with an S. SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. And as always, make sure to check out Dr. Connie's website at DrConnieSays.com. And you can call in for a reading. I am taking callers in the call queue now. That, of course, is the number she gave out before, which was 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you ever miss that number and you want to know how to dial into the show, if you are looking at the console where you connect to listen to the show, the phone number is also listed there. And with that, Dr. Connie, back to you if you want to kind of talk about whatever you want to talk about. Or as always, the thing I love the most is when you do a reading for the month of September.
Alrighty, so I'm going to talk for a little bit, and if nobody calls in the next few, then I'm going to do a reading, but I just wanted to talk just a couple minutes more, and like I said, if this is whatever, I always turn this show over to whatever is for everyone's highest, and if the highest is for everyone to get a general reading for September, then I'm very cool with that. So, having said all that, thank you, Mark. I'm
no
going
problem.
To talk for just a couple of minutes about why it's so difficult to stay in the center of the pie. And that is because the only thing that I can think of that keeps us out of staying centered is fear. And if we can get control of our fear, we will have mastered the game. Fear is the only thing that I can think of that keeps us from having what it is we want, unless it is not for our highest good. But if I were not in fear, then I could very easily say whatever is for my highest, and I would be truly at peace with that. So let me tell you a few things that keep us out of the center of the pie. Things like mindsets, old tapes of people that have told you things like, no use to try, you can't do it, our family has never gone to college, you're too short, tall, fat, thin, your skin color is wrong, your gender is wrong. There are so many things that people have told us, people of authority, that we believed, that we took to be true. And we take that into our adult lives, and we find that it's very difficult to stand up and be the person that we really want to be because this little voice in the back of our head saying, I don't think I can do that, keeps you from being disciplined. Sometimes creating that thing that we want is a matter of just persevering and sticking with it and being disciplined enough to take the steps that we need to take, whether it's getting up early in the morning so that we have time to study, whether it's finding creative ways to make something happen, whether it's just doing whatever we need to do to get through the day. I remember reading about Walt Disney when he was coming up with his ideas for a theme park. He was so poor that he actually had a studio, and he actually slept in the studio and just ate canned food because he just, didn't have any money. So, but he never wavered in his desire to have this, to have this dream. People have told you that you'll never make it. We tell ourselves it's too hard. We tell ourselves that we're too old or we're too young or we're not experienced enough or maybe we're overqualified. We tell ourselves that we're not attractive enough. We tell ourselves that it's never going to happen, so why even put forth the effort? Fear can be very slow. And what it can do, it can slowly take away our desire. Well, not our desire, but it will slowly take away our persevering toward what it is that we really want. And one of the things that we might begin doing is procrastinating. We'll do it tomorrow. We're too tired. We just kind of never get around to it. Oh, I really meant to, but gee, you just had a really long day. We don't plan and keep our intention focused on that thing that we want. The angels are very clear that when we have a desire, we set aside a time, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, every day, the angels are talking to me right now, so I'm just telling you what they're telling you what they're telling me. The angels are saying that we fear the greatness that we are. The angels are saying that we like to play small because we like to hide. because it keeps us from failure. It keeps us from feeling like we're going to fail. It keeps us from looking bad. It's a protection. It's a cover. The angels ask us to move out into the light, and we hide in the shadows. The angels ask us to take a step forward. They will walk with you. They will hold your hand. They surround you. If you will ask, they will guide you. If you will ask, they will show you. If you ask, they will give you the heart of a lion, so that you can be the ruler of your kingdom. The kingdom being that thing that you create. The angels tell me that we were born to create, that we are co-creators. That because God loves to create, He has put within each of us the ability to create. And that we do not take our ability to create seriously. And we worry, and we fear, and we live in negativity, and we live in a way that does not bring honor to ourselves, honor to the planet, or honor to God. And the angels are ready at any time to shine their light, to spread their wings, to guide, to lead, to rejoice as we make steps toward that thing that we want to create. Go boldly. Go without hesitation. Find your core. Find your center. Find that powerful place that is in each of us. That place of connection. Where we will easily hear the voice of the angels as they guide us and direct us to the thing that we want to create. Okay, so having said that, the angels just really want us to be bold and to step forward. I'm going to do a reading for the month of September. And as I shuffle the cards, all right, so this is what Archangel Michael has to say. Moving into the month of September is a wonderful time to be outdoors because it gives us an opportunity to slow down and it gives us an opportunity to breathe. Fairies are found outdoors, and they are wonderful, helpful, loving creatures. And if you, they tend a lot to the earth, and they can be very powerful and very helpful if they have seen that you also take care of the earth. If you recycle, if you if you plant, if you do those kind of things, the angels, the fairies can be very close to you, and they live outdoors. So if you want to get to know them better, if you want to kind of hang with the fairies, then spend more time outdoors. This isn't a moving into this month of keeping your eye on that thing that you want to create. Do something every single day that is going to move you toward that thing that you want. Whether you write a letter, whether you make a phone call, whether you look up articles of interest, whether you network with somebody. There's many different ways, whether you buy an outfit or something that moves you closer to that thing that you want. Just don't get your eyes off of the target. And I think that's what the angels were saying before, that many of us just can do it, so we just discount our dreams as just, you know, gee, that would be nice. But when the angels are saying, no, you really can have it, if you persevere and you keep your eyes going, then you can really have it. Also, follow closely to your gut feelings, because if your desire is to be on the road to your spiritual to your spiritual awakening and wanting to be the best, then, and you'll know just because if it's loving, if it moves you forward, if it's something that is beneficial for you and or the planet, then it's from the angels. So you'll know just because it's full of love and it's full of positive energy. And you get to explore your options. So find ways. This is about creating. This month of September is about creating that thing that you want. Go outside and air out your brain. And the weather should be a little bit cooler in places where it's been, you know, very hot. So it'll be a nice time to get outside. Keep your eyes on what it is you want. Trust your gut. How many ways you can create. So if you're moving towards something and you don't like how it's turning out, then that's not saying you're on the wrong road. It's just saying that maybe you could explore other ways to do it. So I think moving into can be a magical time for all of us. And what God is wanting and what the angels are saying is that it's time to step into that thing that you really want to create. And know that it's achievable. And know that it's doable. And it's also important to understand why you want to create that thing that you do. And the very bottom line for anything that we create is that it will be the best for us and the best for everyone involved. And when you add that statement onto everything that you ask for, you will begin to find your ideas or your desires bending and shaping so that it is aligned with what is for your highest and the highest of others. Because, once again, it will raise the vibration of the planet. If I step out and do that thing that I didn't think I could ever do, and I achieve it, I now operate at a higher vibration, which means that it gives other people permission to also step out and do that thing that they want to do. People you will never know, people you will never meet. To give you an example really quickly, there was about making the change, making the necessary changes to create that thing that you want to create. There were some explorers that went over to an island of monkeys, and they were just, doing some research, and they weren't doing anything other than just observing them. And they knew that they would throw them down. They wanted to see them because they lived up in trees. So they would throw sweet potatoes on the ground, hoping that they would come down and pick them up. And then they could observe them for just as long as they were down on the ground. And one day, one of the larger female monkeys went down to the water, and she washed her sweet potato, which was very astonishing for the people watching, because these particular monkeys were afraid of water, didn't like the water at all. So she went down and she washed her sweet potato, and then when the baby monkeys came down to get their sweet potatoes, she taught them how to wash their sweet potatoes. And as she was doing that, more of the adult monkeys would come down, until all of the monkeys on this particular island were going to the river and washing their sweet potatoes. And as the researchers went to other islands that were connected to this one island to study the monkeys on these other islands, the same group of monkeys, all of those monkeys were washing their sweet potatoes in the river. Because one monkey decided to make a change. She ended up touching every monkey on every island in this particular band of islands. That's the power that you have when you set your intention. You keep your eye on your intention. Explore different ways to do it. You listen to your heart. You listen to your gut. You spend time in prayer. You do the very best you can at whatever it is you do. You go outside and look at nature and be in the world and be where the angels are, in the trees, in the flowers, in the fall leaves, in under the rocks, in the water. If you do that and you be your best, you will change. You will raise your vibration and you will begin to change the planet. And that's why we are here. So, Mark, are you anywhere around?
Yep. Just came back on.
Do you have anything that you would like to end the show? Any announcements or?
If you could just do a prayer with me. I want to send a prayer of healing and send the angels out to a number of people that I know that are actually in the hospital right now in different parts of the world. I've seen a couple different posts of a child that's in the hospital, and my friend Lisa, who's in the hospital, and a number of other people I know that are in and out of the hospital with different problems. So just sending a blessing of great health, sending the angels out to all different people in need, sending love and energy and support to all people in crisis. Supporting all the families that are supporting the people who are sick. And I think that's it. I'm ready to close out the show if you're ready.
All ready. I'm ready. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. God bless you. Look forward to speaking with you again. Give me a buzz on my email if you choose to do, drconniesays.com. I'm sorry, drconniesays@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. So, as always, nice to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, always great to be with you also. All right, everybody, you've been listening to The Arms of the Angels with Connie McNeil. Make sure to check her out on our website at drconniesays.com. And to find out more about the show, go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody. Have a great night.
Good night.